Hi, this is a new patient dictation. The name of the patient is Diane C. Hunt, D-I-A-N-E-H-U-N-T. Date of birth is 3/15/1959. Date of accident is 7/27/2021. And the date of service is 5/25/2022. The patient reported that she was involved in an automobile accident. The patient reported that she was in a work-related accident by a high-load driver. And now, chief complaints are pain in the left arm, left shoulder, neck, upper back, head, and the left hand. The manner in which the accident occurred is as follows. On 7/27/2021 at around 5 a.m., the patient was working at a Forge Industry, F-O-R-G-E Industry, at Warren, Michigan, as a quality inspector. The patient reported that she was working through the two steel beams where her left hand was resting on a steel bin, which is almost 5 to 8 feet in size, and she was inspecting the parts. Same time, while she was working, a high-low collided at almost 20 miles an hour into the steel bin, and the steel bin collided to her hand and injured her left hand. As a result of this impact, patient reports that she twisted and she found she twisted and fell back. After this event, patient report that she was sent to Concerta, C-O-N-C-E-R-T-A, urgent care. The patient was able to drive all the way there. But there was no relief. The pain doctor at the Concerta provided some injections to the left arm, but there was no relief. She saw Dr. Mustafa 3 times per week since motor vehicle accident. She was discharged by the Concerta clinic, where she did physical therapy for 2 months. An X-ray of the neck and shoulder was done that was found to be normal. She also tried acupuncture, which didn't help her. She has been chiropractic with Dr. Mustafa 3 times per week since the motor vehicle accident, and now it has been almost 9 months. She also received shoulder injections from the pain clinic at Concerta. Chief complaints, presenting complaints are severe pain, patient reports into the upper back and right shoulder, but mainly the left shoulder to the tune of 9, along with headaches. These pains are present continuously according to her and are felt like throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, hot, burning, aching, heavy, tender. Pain is from 5 to 9 on a grade of 1 to 10. And ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, coughing, sneezing, walking and driving, and improved by nothing. So far she has x-rays and MRI. She further reported that she has extreme weakness of the left arm, and she drops a phone and dinner plates, along with left arm is completely numb and tingling with pins and needles, and some pain in the elbow is also reported. However, there is no bladder bowel incontinence. Her sleep is affected and she suffers from anxiety and depression, but denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. There are no symptoms of TBI are reported, but there is associated weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling of the left arm, difficulty walking slightly, and sleep is affected, but there is no subtle anesthesia. Regarding the areas that are affected are as follows: the doing yard work and opening containers are affected 10. Reaching into cabinets are affected 9. Cooking in the kitchen is affected 8. Bathing, home chores, vacuuming are affected 7. Walking, doing laundry, and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 6. In the system review and past medical history, patient reports that there is no medical problems that she has had since childhood. Surgery, she has had a surgery for rotator cuff on the left shoulder at Oakland Jefferson Street, but she cannot remember the year or the hospital or the name of the doctor. She was advised to provide this information. Allergy history, patient is no known drug allergy. Family history is unknown for the mother and father. Siblings, 10 brothers, sisters, but unknown status. Relationship status. Patient lives with her daughter, who has 4 kids. Employment status. Patient used to work for Henry Ford as CNA for 8 years, but now she's working as a temporary agency in a forge industry where she is a quality supervisor inspector. History of disability, none. Legal history. Patient is now being serviced by Mr. Weingarten as a legal help. Personal history. Patient does not drink, does not use. Does not smoke. And does not use recreational drugs. Thank you.